From round the corner
to your street and neighbourhood.
This is Dave for Breakfast.
Triple M Breakfast.
G'day, Dave for Breakfast here with your weekly Brekkie catch-up. This week, a great lineup of guests, including local chit-chatterer from Cooker and Mary Nenke. We're talking everything local. And Senior Regional Officer for Consumer Protection, Cheryl Dennis, has some great advice on co-tenancy, which is very topical at the moment with all the rental shortages around the place. And then, of course, to help whet those taste buds, we've got Kay Weaver from the Narrogin CWA Bells, and she's got a great recipe for a veggie bake on the Dave for Breakfast Catch-Up podcast.
It's Triple M Breakfast.
Getting your day going and feeling good.
This is Dave for Breakfast.
Now time to check in and see what our local chit-chatter has been doing, all the way from Cookerin. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Dave.
So, Mary, you were on your way back from Bremer Bay and you stopped in at Lake Grace to see the butcher there.
We did. And you know what? Dean actually carries, you know, farm-fresh, free-range eggs from Newdigate. So isn't that great that we've got local produce in our local shops?
It's amazing, actually, how much local produce is in and around our wheat belt and great southern areas that that we need to be more aware of, that it's there.
Well, absolutely. And look, I'll be honest, the size, they were big eggs. So it's just lovely to get these local eggs.
Absolutely it is. So do make sure you pop in and see your local businesses and keep them running, support them, and it's all about supporting our local communities. But we've got the big event for Wagen coming up this Friday and Saturday, Mary, the Woolarama.
Well, it's one we never miss, Dave. I don't know how many years we've been going there, but it's a very long time. With Cabinata Yabbies, we always have a stand there, and it's just such a fabulous event. I mean, a huge credit to the local community who pull it together. And, you know, it's, well, to me, it's world class. I just think it's fabulous.
Absolutely it is. And just, it's great to see that, you know, they've been going for 51 years and it's just absolutely incredible for them. And like you said, a credit to the committee, to the volunteers, to the everybody. The whole town pretty much just gets together and helps in any way they can to organise and run this event. And it's just a credit to the town.
It is indeed. And then, you know, you've got all the people that come and exhibit there from all over. And, of course, the sheep are always a big point. And I think their fashion parade is just, you know, it's amazing. It's really classy.
Absolutely it is. And then, of course, don't forget to grab your tickets for the Rodeo that is happening in the Saturday night, because tickets are, well, they're not limited, but they do sell out very quickly. So I do believe last year they sold out pretty quick. So make sure you grab yourselves a ticket if you want to go and see the rodeo on Saturday night. Otherwise, go along and enjoy the Woolarama during the Friday and the Saturday. Triple M, we will be there. I'll be doing breakfast, and Troy will be there for Rural Focus as well. So do pop along into the Nutrien Shed. At the wine bar is where we'll be. And Mary, whereabouts will you be?
We're in the lifestyle pavilion. Yes, that's where we are. But yes, we're always just inside the door as you come in from the office end, and we'll be delighted to have a chat with anyone that wants to talk yabbies, and hopefully we'll have some abalone there for sale as well.
Fantastic. Well, I look forward to catching up with you then, Mary, and we can have a face-to-face chat, and look forward to catching up and talking about it all next week.
Sounds fabulous, Dave.
It's Triple M Breakfast.
Getting your day going and feeling good.
This is Dave for Breakfast.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome in Senior Regional Officer for Consumer Protection, Cheryl Dennis. Good morning to you, Cheryl.
Good morning. Hope everything's well.
So with this splitting a rental with mates or even people you find through an advert, it's a good, smart way to tackle the soaring rent prices and, of course, the low vacancy around the place. But of course, before you start dividing up chores and discussing the furniture options, it's very important to understand your legal rights and responsibilities when it comes to share house arrangements. So, Cheryl, can you enlighten us a little bit more on this, please?
Yeah, sure. So share housing is referred to as co-tenancy. In co-tenancy, there would be a shared tenancy agreement, but all tenancies are jointly responsible for the full rent amount, the bond, the condition of the entire property. For example, this means if a housemate misses a rental payment, the whole household could be at risk of breaching the tenancy agreement unless they can cover the outstanding amount. So our advice is to only enter a shared agreement with people you trust and can communicate well with. This can be difficult to gauge when replying to an ad looking for a housemate. So it's recommended that you put everything of importance in writing to protect yourself.
So, Cheryl, what happens when people in a share house have a disagreement regarding money, like maybe one paid the rent for the whole house and is now owed money? What happens in those circumstances?
Yeah, so it's really important to talk about it openly with your housemates. The preferred option, obviously, is to resolve the dispute. But if one tenant has paid another tenant's share of rent or other money owed to the landlord, the tenant can apply to the court for an order to be repaid by the other tenant. If you need assistance with money owed to you by a co-tenant or similar dispute, reach out to your local community legal centre for more advice.
Okay, so tell us how bonds are handled in a sharehouse agreement.
When it comes to paying bond, each contributor must be listed on the bond lodgement as a tenant. The private landlord or agent then has 14 days to lodge the bond with bond administrator. It is important that tenants immediately receive a receipt for their bond. The bond administrator will also send tenants and the private landlord or an agent a record of payment directly from the department. This ensures that there are correct shares for each of the tenant at the end of tenancy.
So what needs to happen when someone moves out or even if a new person moves in?
Yes, so if you move out of a share house, negotiate to have your name removed from the tenancy agreement. If you fail to do this, you can still be held responsible for the rent and other obligations. So ensure you are provided with an outgoing property condition report. If anything needs to be addressed, the cost will be recovered from your share of the bond. Or similarly, if you are moving into a share house, ask for the tenancy agreement to be varied to list you on as a co-tenant and for your name to be added to the bond. You will also need to ask the landlord to provide an updated property condition report. As you're the new tenant, you don't want to be held responsible for anything that's previously happened to the property before you move in. And when everyone decides to move out of the share house, the tenancy ends in the typical way. So if you do not receive a record of the bond payment from the bond administrator in the first few weeks of moving in, please contact us on 1300 30 40 54 or consumer at dmirs.wa.gov.au so we can follow this up for you. We also have a number of fact sheets available via consumerprotection.wa.gov.au about tenancy rights and various types of living arrangements.
Thank you so much for keeping us up to date on knowing our rights when it comes to co-sharing or co-tenancy. Thanks for joining us this morning, Cheryl.
Thank you very much for having me. It's Triple M
Breakfast. Getting your day going and feeling good.
This is Dave for Breakfast.
Time to get those taste buds warmed up. We've got Kay with us from the Narrogin CWA Bells. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning, David.
So we've got a very nice one here, especially if you're a vegetarian, the vegetable bake.
So you'd start off with onion. I haven't put any amounts because really it sort of depends what's in the fridge and what it looks like when you're cooking it. So some onions, couple of onions, and some garlic, however much garlic you like. Lots of vegetables. So potatoes, basically, because this is based on a standard potato bake. But you add, you can have sweet potatoes, carrots, broccoli, celery, mushrooms. You put all those in as well. Anything that you've got in the fridge. And maybe some paprika and some curry powder, a little bit of curry. Not too much, because you don't want it to be a curry. You just want a little bit of a taste in it. So you're going to season it as you want it, obviously salt and pepper. So you place all those ingredients in a baking dish. Cut up reasonably small. You don't have to cook it for too long. So maybe carrot, maybe a little bit over a centimetre cube of carrot. So that sort of size. You fill up the dish with cream. If you haven't got enough cream, put some milk in it to make it go a bit further. You will need to submerge everything. But they can still be seen. Like, you don't have to have a bucket of cream, just enough so that everything is in the cream, not sticking out on its own. You cook on for about an hour, fairly low temperature, maybe 160 degrees centigrade. Once it's cooked through and you know it's everything's nice and tender, sprinkle cheese and breadcrumbs on top. Because cheese and breadcrumbs make everything yummy.
They do.
And return to the oven until it's nice and brown and looks good. And then, of course, just serve it straight from the dish. People just serve their own. That's always a nice way to eat something like this.
Absolutely. Yeah. So would this be more for as a side dish? Or
as a side dish. Yeah. You could eat it just entirely. It's a perfectly good vegetarian dish. But, I would always put it as a side dish. Yep. Perhaps with the meatballs or something.
Some roast as well, a bit of roast meat.
Yep. Any way you particularly want kids and people to eat vegetables who don't like vegetables, because they do taste nice. The original old bake was to put potatoes, a bit of onion, and a packet of French onion soup or something like that, dried soup in it. But I like to add different vegetables. And not worry about the soup. Put other tastes in it apart from just French onion soup sort of thing.
Put other different herbs and spices.
And then put, herbs on top if you want. Didn't put too many in it. But, there's always potential for changing it around.
Absolutely. Well, thank you once again for joining us this morning, Kay. It's an absolute pleasure to find out what you've got in the kitchen.
Thank you, Dave. It's Triple M
Breakfast. Getting your day going and feeling good.
This is Day for Breakfast.
Well, thanks for tuning in for the Day for Breakfast catch-up on the podcast. Don't forget to tune in on the Great Southern's Triple M weekdays from 6 or catch up here weekly.